There's no real tax revenue that's going to come from this to the city that I'm aware of. So you're not going to be realizing an income source to the city from this facility. These boats do not, they're not the ones who go into town. The people who ride on these boats, they're not going into town and shopping and going to restaurants. They come in, they sit on their boats, they want to be seen. I see it all the time. I work on a boat, a couple of boats up in Camden. The owners, they hardly leave their boat, okay? So you're not going to be getting a lot of revenue to the businesses in town. This part of the project, however, the opposite is true. You know, they're the ones, you know, the 50-foot boats and less, they're the ones who are going to walk into town. They're going to go shopping. They're going to go to Hamilton Marine to buy parts for their boat if they need them, or materials. They're going to go to restaurants. They might buy something from a merchant. You know, they reprovision. You know, that's where it's at. But these big boats, they're not going to really be anywhere near that. And also, this is a gated situation. Right now, the present facility is gated, and it's clear from Mr. Morong's remarks, it's going to continue to be. So there's no public access. And it's at the expense of another form of public access that I'll be getting back to. But on that issue, at a meeting before this council, when Councilman Glaser brought up the issue of public access, and he said, you know, down in Nantucket, you know, they have a facility very similar to this, and they allow public access, why not here? And Bill Morong's answer was, well, Rockland isn't Nantucket yet. Well, I don't think Rockland is really looking to become Nantucket. I know I didn't move to Rockland, and I love Rockland precisely because it's not Nantucket. It's more about inclusivity here than exclusivity, and that's what makes this town attractive, the city attractive. But this is going to be a little exclusive spot for the very wealthy people, and no one else is going to be able to access it. So they're asking to take public land again for private use.
Chris, now, in the interest of equity of time, you have about 5 minutes to.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm almost done. Thank okay. you. Now, this taking of public land for private interests and profit is at the expense of public access. We all know that Harbor Park, the boardwalk, the Harbor Trail is, and this is probably the primary area where people can get to the waterfront and look out at the harbor. And that's going to be, the visual is going to be impeded. When you're in this area,